Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's a lot of organizations that human rights organizations that are deeply, deeply problematic. And we wanted to get a little bit more information about that. Sean Sachs is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I've had a nice break, and it is awesome to be back. So the problem is with many of these organizations is they're certainly presenting as though they're human rights organizations. It's in their name. And as reasonable people, we tend to believe what people tell us.
Absolutely. Look, I think there are, when it comes to human rights organizations, from an NGO perspective, we've noticed there are three problems.
Right.
And I know we're time limited, so I'll explain this very quickly. The first is what we call the halo effect. And that means the minute somebody calls themselves a human rights group, they have this aura or this halo about them, and suddenly you can never question them. So you can call yourselves the Palestinian Center for Human Rights. You can be based in Gaza, you can employ Hamas members,
right,
and you can cheer on the attacks of October 7th, but you're a human rights group. And anybody who questions your legitimacy as a human rights group, the answer is simply, wait, you're against human rights? You're an evil person. The onus is on you to the minute you stop believing them. And that's an extreme case, but the same thing is true for Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and any other group. In a real democracy, we should be able to question the reports, the bad intentions, and the activities of everyone, regardless of whether you call yourself a human rights group or anything else. So that's the first problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that all the time with the current issue of Gaza, and it's gone back to I'm outside. And it's gone back for dozens of years.
Right.
It's gone back for dozens of years where human rights groups have been at the forefront of BDS and anti-Israel activities. That's number one.
Right.
Number two is the issue of funding. Who funds these organizations?
Right.
And it can start with the very big organizations.
Right.
All the way down to the Israeli organizations who are predominantly funded by foreign governments. And that immediately raises the third question of, so who do these human rights groups represent?
Right.
In South Africa, we like to call it civil society, but that's because civil society represents the South African society across the board, people with different opinions, different backgrounds, different outlooks, which is very important. But unfortunately, we have a situation where human rights groups and civil society often represent donor governments, not necessarily the society that they're supposed to represent.
Right. So,
those are the three issues with human rights groups.
Right. So then how do we tackle it? Because it almost is, from what you're saying, is the names are confusing, but anyone who questions them is already on the back foot because you are just an evil human being for attacking a human rights organization. I'm presuming they've got a certain amount of, I don't know, credibility or legitimacy through some form of a political system, which might well be corrupt, but they've got some form of legitimacy. How do we question them?
Well, you answered it in your own way, is that this has become a political system, and their legitimacy comes from their own political affiliations, which very often means other groups are affiliated to them with the same problems, and they give one another legitimacy. And this comes to answer your question the same way we have almost trained ourselves to be skeptical of all media. Whether we like the media or we don't, we have learned, and it's important for people to train themselves to question all sources of information. Never rely just on one newspaper.
Mm.
And as much as I myself, even in Israel, listen to Chai FM, I listen to other radio stations too. It's always important to broaden our perspective, get information from different sources, even sources we disagree with. And it's the same thing with human rights groups. Just because a human rights group calls themselves Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International doesn't mean they're infallible, doesn't mean they've been infiltrated by sinister people. We need to look at far more than one source of information. And if it means, yes, even questioning the legitimacy or the role of these organizations, that needs to be done too. In a modern thinking world where information is at our fingertips, we need to use that information to make ourselves smarter people and make clever choices.
Has there been any progress? If you look at where we are today versus where we were on October the 6th, in terms specifically of so-called human rights organizations, has there been progress made in terms of how people view them?
Well, it's kind of a problem question, and I'll explain why, because there's no way to judge this. It's the same thing with actually one of one of the ways human rights groups can always receive money is because there's no way to assess progress. If you're dealing with development aid or education aid, you give money, you can always see things are being built, right? You give money for education, you build schools, you train teachers. You give money for development, you build houses. You give money for human rights, how do you know that your money is going to the right place and they're doing something? It's completely abstract. So to judge success or failure from their perspective is difficult, and the same for our perspective. But the most important thing we can do is empower ourselves and become more knowledgeable so that we do learn to be able to appropriately question when human rights groups turn to anti-Israel rhetoric.
That is where we do need to leave it, Sean Sachs. Thank you, as always, for the conversation and, of course, the very important work that you are doing. Sean Sachs is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor.